Welcome back, Willis Ness. For you guys that don't know, we review Super Nintendo games. We don't get to pick what we want. We let a randomizer wheel do.
That's 100% true.
So,
and I have some very fucked up math that I do.
Yeah, there's some fucked up math. Josh is definitely not a mathlete. whatever the wheel, we live by the wheel, we die by the wheel. We've played some really awesome games, we played some really horrible games, and then we rank them against each other for a 10-game season, and eventually we're going to rank every Super Nintendo game there is.
Eventually.
Or we will die before then. One of the two will happen.
One of the two will happen.
So, we are on the second episode of Season 6, Josh. What episode are we rocking?
Wait, what? What? I'm sorry.
It's, Season 6, Episode 2.
62. Sorry, I got a football draft tonight, and my buddy just told me that we need to do pure chaos draft, so I may do that.
That's pretty much every draft I've ever been in.
Yeah.
So, this week, the Will drew for us Captain Commando, a Capcom game.
Love me some Capcom.
Before we get started, Josh, you want me to read the back of the box?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be good.
Captain Commando. The Commando team is on the run. A corrupt mutant group headed by Scumocide plots to control the universe, and now the battle has come to Earth. Captain Commando has assembled a team of three motley renegades to stop the crime wave and bring Scumocide to his knees. It won't be easy, as many common Earth institutions become infested with Scumocide's minions, but strength and persistence runs the Commando team into the crusade. Whip the enemy with an eerie Mac the Knife or try Babyhead, a robotic missile launcher built and controlled by a genius infant. Genzu, a ninja who wields a sharp sword while Captain Commando directs the attack with his energy glove and electricity and fire. The universe is in trouble, so attack now, ask questions later.
Words hard?
Yes. Well, it fucks with me because it says Scumocide five times. Yeah. Okay, so it's got bullet points in here. It says, rid the earth of Scumocide's forces in 9 hostile stages. Knock enemy off robotic walkers or motorized surfboards and ride both for added power and force. Perform different special moves with each of 4 characters to choose from. It's a 1 or 2 player game.
Okay.
So, I've never heard of Captain Commando, Josh. I'm not going to pretend to say that I did.
I didn't know about it either, but
I mean, it kind of roughly sounds familiar, but this was released on 3 different platforms, Josh. Arcade
makes sense.
SNES, of course.
Yep.
And when you say SNES, you follow up with Genesis.
Yep. I was about to say Sega.
It is not Sega.
Commodore? It's
PlayStation.
Really?
So it was arcade, SNES, and PlayStation.
Okay.
No surprise. Arcade was first. It came out in 1991 on arcade, 1995 on SNES, and the Japanese release was in 98. That was a Japanese only release. I'm going to guess that's okay. Probably the PlayStation part of that. So this is a beat 'em up game, developed and published by Capcom. I know that you ain't really got much more we can say about Capcom. I know
Capcom's always had some bangers. They've always been good to me.
You know, there's always like the argument is it Capcom or Konami who makes better games on Nintendo, on Super Nintendo. Either way, you're normally getting a pretty good production. I ain't going to say that Capcom or Konami, for that matter, have not. I mean, they've all put stinker games out, but, it's a trusted name. More than any of the others, anyway.
Yeah.
So, as it said, this the plot of this, I guess, is this Scumocide, which I feel is a very lazy name.
That's a very lazy name.
They're taking over, trying to control the universe. But, so, you have, and it did also talk about, you've got your 4 people you can play as. The 4 motley crusaders. You got Captain Commando, He's the leader, obviously. You got Mac the Knife. I just put him as like a alien mummy. I don't really know what he is.
Yeah.
Genzu. Genzu the Ninja.
Yep. Genzu the Ninja.
He's a ninja.
Imagine that.
And Baby Head, which is
weird.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say that I bet you don't play this game without playing as at least Captain Commando and Baby Head, because Baby Head is a, as it said in on the back of the box, a genius baby in a mech.
Yep.
So I feel like
you gotta play as them, right?
Yes. I'm just gonna say
test the waters.
That even though this might not fit the timelines, there should be a movie about Baby Head and what he transforms into.
What does he transform into?
Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's exactly what I was thinking too.
So
that's exactly what I was thinking too.
He started out with the best of intentions. Genocide got in his mind, brainwashed, and next thing you know, he's Krang with Shredder trying to kill a bunch of damn turtles in the Technodrome. So just that's another tangent. Another movie that we can write before it's made. Here is a relatively fun fact. Josh, let me
we already bring in fun facts.
Well, let me see. I got fun facts.
Let's say, have we already missed the other part?
No. This is a sneak peek of fun facts, because I've got three other relatively fun facts.
Okay.
So, this takes place in Metro City, which takes place in another game that we've played, a Capcom game. It takes place in the same universe, in the same city as Final Fight.
Final Fight Guy.
Yes. Well, we played Final Fight Guy. We have. So Final Fight, I guess we're still got a question mark.
if it's like true or not.
So, but the difference is the year in this one is 2026, where I think Final Fight was probably set in the 1990s, we'll just say that.
Yeah.
So we got 30 years on it, so this is, which as you play it, there's some parallels to the game. Final Fight. So you just like Final Fight. I pretty much learned it. Get out of here. It is very much, it's a beat 'em up, it's a Final Fight game. So you are going against all these genocide scum in a beat-em-up to try to take back the universe. I don't really know that there's much more plot than that I can dip into. I mean, it's kind of your generic.
I say it sounds about right.
Is there anything you want to add into the build-up of this, Josh? Or you want to go ahead and jump into
it? Let's jump right into it.
Okay. Well, we'll put a... I know it's going to be the first on everybody's list, or at least noted. I've got in here, it's Capcom.
It is a Capcom game.
So you know what you're going to get? Some solid music.
Yep.
So I'm pretty much, this is Final Fight to me. So if you like Final Fight music, you like that gameplay, everything you like about that, you're getting it.
You're going to love it in this.
You're getting it here. I don't know that there was any tracks or any stages that necessarily stood out to me, but I did like the music.
What kind of...
I don't know.
What Transformer is. Thing is this?
I will say that, too. You got four characters, and they did make the characters what I would call fun enough to want to try them all.
Yeah, they all had different aspects, which was really cool, really amazing.
So one thing is a little different, and I guess you probably had special moves in Final Fight, but like each person had their own special move. Like say Captain Commando, I think had a
lightning,
or electrocute you or whatever with his gloves and
ninja.
I did like the Mummy Ninjas one where he would just basically spin around and cut it up. So like.
And then you had the other dude who was a ninja, and he would jump up and do the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And then Baby done sort of the same thing, but by farting, I guess, because I think that's what that was.
And one thing I did like with it is I don't necessarily know how many special moves you got, but it wasn't like one special move and you was done. I think I did like three or four special moves alive. So, like, of course, I would get to the boss, try to spam it, get shit whipped, spam it again on them.
So you didn't pay attention to that?
No, I did not. I paid zero attention to
okay. it. Okay.
Was there, I'm guessing there was a meter of special or whatever.
I'm going to bring it up in the break it.
Okay. Okay. So it must be warranted because I did not notice it. Now, mind you, I was focused on the fighting, the actual mm-hmm. beat 'em up part of it. So I really didn't care. I'm like, I'll hit the button. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't.
Yep.
One thing that I did think was better in this one than Final Fight, and like I said, I'm going to reference Final Fight quite a bit, is interactive backgrounds and objects.
Yeah.
You know, not only, like, I know in Final Fight, you could pick up, I think, a pop and, like, maybe a knife or whatever. I know you can pick up the samurai sword.
Whenever you fight the samurai dude, you could pick up his sword.
But I did, like, throw somebody into, like, one of the buildings and it, like, broke the glass or whatever. Not necessarily, I would say, on a console is as big a deal. I mean, I enjoyed it. But, like, man, when you're playing in an arcade cabinet, like, that's the shit I want to see.
Right yeah. There, you know? Yeah. That's what always made it fun. One of the things I really enjoyed is if you lost all your lives, you got to choose a new character.
That's my next one.
And continue the same level. It didn't restart you all the way back, which was awesome.
Well, and I don't know this for sure because I didn't beat this game.
You didn't beat it?
No, I did not.
Oh, I beat it.
I would imagine that there's certain characters that are better on certain levels.
Yes.
So, yes, the one thing that was cool is I could play all four characters in one, like, sitting. Whether you call I won't say one life, but, like, you hit continue and you get
pick a new character.
I would imagine that this, I didn't, you know, we obviously didn't play this game as a co-op. But I bet it was probably pretty fucking cool.
It was probably interesting to play as a co-op.
Yeah, that was pretty big because, like, you know, in the other games, if you didn't fucking lock it, you know, if you didn't like your character, you just had to die, you know.
Start over.
Which is kind of weird because when you think about it, like, some of the other games, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on regular Nintendo, kind of figured out how you could play as all four people and made it cool. But, like, I don't know. It seems like that misses more than it hits.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know why that's such a hard thing to...
Which
to do.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I can understand the limitations until, like, even, like, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Hey, to go back to damn Ninja Turtles now that we're on it with the old arcade game.
Yeah.
That was a pretty solid fucking co-op beat 'em up.
It was.
I'm sure they had limitations with how many enemies could be on the screen, but I fucking enjoyed the shit out of it.
As far as I know, I don't think I ever ran into the point to where I really paid attention because it was constant chaos.
Them goddamn mousers would fuck you up. There's enough of them.
The little chompers.
I got another one here. The game is weird, but in a good way.
It's entertaining.
So it's kind of like when you, I guess you say when you watch a Will Ferrell movie. Like one of the good ones.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining and you dig it, but you know it's not going to win like no Academy Awards. It's like, or like an Adam Sandler movie you enjoy. Like Happy Gilmore, for instance.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
Fucking classic movie. Who doesn't love it? But it's really weird. It's a stupid fucking movie, but you love it with every. So that's kind of how I have like a feeling that like, I really did like this game, but it was really weird. I mean, for God's sake, you got a baby and a robot.
Yeah.
Which I guess, you know, is something I don't have wrote down is they made it. I hate to say it's an original game when you base it off the Final Fight fucking city, off Metro City.
Yeah.
But you definitely made it your own.
Yeah.
Like,
you added a twist to it.
It's a different type of game. I enjoy it.
But also, my thing is this, is even though it says Metro City, I mean, I think at one point in time, there's, like, even now, I think there's several games that are Metro City, just a generic.
Well, I've got a little. I've only got one more real make it in here that I have. If you got anything that you want to air out,
I like the controls a little bit. I said I don't think they were terrible.
No, it was basic.
I think they were basic controls. I don't think they did anything too terrible.
But when you compare it to Final Fight, I think you took it one step up from Final Fight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I love the fact that there was health laying around for you. Yes. Like, when you were destroyed certain items, you could pick up health, which was amazing. Again, the music was good. The stages didn't seem all that long to me. But also, I liked how every stage had a boss.
Well, I do have bosses and stages in the Break It part.
You do?
Okay. Ironically. But I'm with you. The bosses were okay.
Yeah. The sprites I thought weren't that bad either.
No. The last thing I have for it is it feels like you're playing, even though it, like say, it's based off the city, and really you can kind of see the whole aspect of it is based off Final Fight. But it does seem like a familiar game. Even though you're playing a game that feels new, it does feel familiar. I did enjoy like the tip of the hat, like when you fight the samurai. Like in Final Fight, you have the samurai, you're in like the boxing ring.
Yeah.
And that asshole's got the damn sword, and it's and like you didn't hit him once, and then it's like constantly getting knocked down, picking up the sword, fucking hitting him. Like you fight the fucking samurai in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ageless, if it's a different samurai, if it's samurai's son, you know.
Samurai Jack.
But either way, I did like the tip of the hat that it's like, hey, I'm playing a new game, but there's some tips of the hat there that I did enjoy. That's all I really got for the make it part of it, Joshua.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
I mean, solid game. There's a lot that I guess I'm probably not saying that's good with it, but, you know, I definitely say I'm not going to say that I've got more make it's than break it's, but the make it's probably have more merit than the break it's.
Okay.
You want me to go ahead and start into the break it?
Yeah, I'm going to let you start in on the break it. Because I got one that is definitely going to throw you for a loop.
Okay, well, let me get my first two out, because my first two, one of them is something I got an issue with the game, and the other one I've kind of got an issue with the Super Nintendo on.
Okay.
There's no real intro to the game.
No.
So I felt like even Final Fight maybe did a better job of this, and I keep fucking referencing it because it feels like a fucking Final Fight game. So, Captain Commando, the whole aspect, for God's sake, you give me a baby and a mech.
Yeah.
You gave me a goddamn
mummy
and then ninjas. You got goddamn Homelander, but he's Captain Commando. give me a little bit more fun story, like in the intro. Like, I mean, the back of the box basically, you know, checks the boxes, but give me a few little still scenes there. So, I've got, this is my beef, and this has nothing to do with the game. I know this is Nintendo, but, and this is probably, you know, it's just aggravating. The Super Nintendo still gets handicapped on its fucking game.
Really?
Yep. I mean, it's a damn arcade port.
Yeah.
You still only get two players. There's no option for fucking multi-taps on it. You get less on-screen enemies than the PlayStation and or the arcade. Several things have been censored, just because it's like alcohol bottles or something like that. And, in like the arcade and stuff, you know, some of the enemies are wearing mech suits, but for whatever reason, I'm guessing because of the limitations of Super Nintendo, they got nerfed down and they're not wearing mech suits. So even though I love my Super Nintendo to death, I feel like
it got handicapped hard.
You got nerfed down with it. Like, you're not playing the most pure version of this game, which is aggravating. So, can't really fault Captain Commando with that, but going into that, you should know.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What you got, Josh? What you going to come at us with? All right, are you coming with your out of left field one?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, hit me with it.
So, your special ability is tied to your health.
Okay, I did not know
that. The more you use your special ability, the more your health went down.
Well, that probably makes sense now that you said it, but I'm just like pounding that
button. Yeah.
Especially boss fights.
Like, I didn't notice that until I played as the spinning mummy.
Okay.
Because whenever you hit it, it goes slower, But the more you tap it to keep that spin going, oh boy, does it start chunking away that hill.
Well, I did look to see if there was like a little dot, like how many special moves you had. And of course, we don't have an instruction book to read, but it didn't seem very forthcoming and clear with that.
Nope.
So I do have a problem with that too, because like when you said that earlier, I felt like, oh, I'm just doing something wrong. I'm dumbass and didn't look. No, I just didn't fucking know. I guess that's what it was.
Yep. I definitely noticed it a lot more with Captain Commando himself.
Okay.
Whenever he done his lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes the biggest chunk of health from you.
Now, so, oh, go ahead.
Because I was playing one of the levels. I can't remember which one it was. And I didn't take a single hit yet. And I used my lightning ability 3 times.
And you were pretty much dead.
And I was like, I go, where the fuck did my health go?
So, I do know you mentioned this earlier. I did put in here the sprites did look a little goofy.
I'm
nitpicking. I think the heroes, the protagonists, whatever you want to call them, looked okay. Some of the enemies looked a little derpy.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, I guess the enemies should. But I felt like some of the henchmen could have probably had a little bit better job done on them.
I agree with that.
I've got a couple more, and they're kind of big ones for me. This one's probably the lesser of the three, is I got the game feels slow and sluggish when you're moving. Even though when you're fighting, it feels okay. But like when you start out and you're like walking,
yeah,
it feels like
this should speed it up a little bit.
I'm like, am I missing a run button? Something's wrong here. Once you get fighting, notice.
Yeah, it goes nice.
But it did feel like your guys were sluggish, I guess. I didn't beat the game, but as far as I got, I can't even remember what stage that I got to. I ended up getting to the point where it was the boss fights. I kind of had an issue with. You get a boss. That's cool. Give me even a tough boss. Give me a son of a bitch boss.
Yeah.
But every boss I fought was a boss plus one enemy.
Yeah.
And I did not like fighting a boss plus one enemy, because even when I killed that one enemy, the one enemy respawned. And I'm like, I felt like that took away from my enjoyment of beating a boss. Like, give me a boss that's got a pattern that you've got to learn or you've got to figure out. I actually use the enemy more to my advantage. I toss them at
throw,
the boss.
Yeah, throw them.
But, just give me the boss. I did not like the boss plus one enemy aspect of it.
Well, the reasoning why is I'm assuming it's going to play effect into speed running. Maybe, because you can grab, throw, and it's staggered.
Well, I was thinking maybe it came because it's traditionally a two-person co-op
game.
So maybe it's to keep the other enemies so you just don't gang up on them, like a Turtles arcade game where one dude's getting shit whipped, another dude's just over there
beating the shit out of him.
But yeah, I didn't care for that. I didn't care for it one bit. I felt like that took away from the bosses.
I agree.
So you said you beat the actual game of it?
I beat the game.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why I can't beat up the game too bad, is because I beat it in one sitting. Granted, it took some doing. It took maybe 3 restarts, 4 restarts where I lost all my continues. But, yeah, I mean, I think I beat it in maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
So, I was bored, had nothing to do. Jennifer was asleep because of her being crippled up right now. So,
just so you know, the speed run is far less than
2 hours. Oh, I bet it is. 100% bet it is.
I've only got one more break it, Josh, before I rest my case on it. And the last one that I have is I felt like probably the worst issue the game had was it did feel sluggish starting out, but I felt like there was no real rhythm of the game. Like,
yeah, there was no rhythm.
It moved at weird paces. Some stages were big. Some were super small. Some I felt like was just a boss fight.
Yep.
So it's just like it was kind of hard to figure it out. Like,
yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but like I feel like a game like this, when you're talking about a Super Nintendo beat-em-up game, you kind of have a structure to it, and this game had no structure as far as moving through the levels. Yeah. So now, once again, you play the game, you beat it, you love the game, you play it over and over, you'll probably defend it. But as somebody coming in here, possibly, I may have played this game before, I can't remember it, but I felt like it moved along really strangely. Like, you know, I don't know. Give me the same thing, kind of like Sunset Riders. You go through a stage, even if one's a little longer than the other, you kind of have similar pace stages.
Yeah.
Then you get your big boss battle. Didn't necessarily get that.
No, you went through the stages. There was, like I said, there was part of the stages that moved along quite nicely. And then all of a sudden, you'd hit like a little slow space. And then you're like, this is kind of terrible.
You have anything left on your heart to shit on Captain Commando?
No, I think I'm good.
I mean, overall, pretty good game.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I mean,
it was enjoyable.
It's definitely in the upper half of the echelon, you know.
Yeah.
We played worse games.
Yeah.
I got some fun facts. I got price charting. I got speed runs, Josh. We got to rank it against Arnie Lightfoot.
Yep.
What do you want first? You want some fun facts?
Yeah, let's do some fun facts.
Okay, this is probably the strangest fun fact. On the PlayStation version, it only allowed 3 players, which
the PlayStation only had 2 controller ports.
But you also had a multi-tap. But, so I'm guessing that you had to use possibly a multi-tap to, and this is me not knowing, I would imagine you use a multi-tap to get the 3rd player in. Why in the hell couldn't you put the 4th player in? It had to be something with enemies on screen.
It had to do something with people on screen.
Using a Game Shark and using cheats, you could get the 4th player using your Game Shark. That's just strange to me.
Then what did it do? Like,
I don't know. Somehow it broke down the code. I guess it allowed your multi-tap. And I would say a lot of these games may have been made before the multi-tap. I'm sure this game was probably made before, because there's references to earlier games that this is tied to.
Yeah.
This was probably made, I'm guessing this is one of the issues, is it was made before the multi-tap was made, so it probably didn't support whatever the hell you got to do to make a multi-tap work. But, it's just weird that you could use, I guess, your multi-tap on your PlayStation and get 3 players, but not the 4th, but there was a Game Shark cheat that you could use to get the 4th. Now, did it affect the gameplay or whatever? I don't know.
I'm still sitting here trying to figure it out.
So, I mean, obviously, you have to use something to play as a 3rd player, and you would think it would be just as simple as plugging another controller in to play the 4th.
Yeah.
But apparently, you got to hack something in that software that the Game Shark did to get it. I don't understand it either. But I found that is probably the strangest fact.
That's extremely strange.
Captain Commando also has made other video game appearances. And I wouldn't even say cameos, but appearances. Captain Commando is probably in a game that I bet you've probably played, Josh, and you probably had no idea who he was other than Captain Commando. He was in Marvel vs. Capcom in 1998. He was one of Capcom's characters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So,
and it probably explains a little more on the 3rd fun fact of why they were so invested in Captain Commando. So I'm kind of reading, you know, the cliff notes of this. There was a revised version of Captain Commando that appeared in Capcom's NES lineup in 1989. You know, these are games in the lineup that they were inserting him into. Strider, Mega Man 2, Willow, and DuckTales. The artwork on the rear packaging of them following games featured an illustration of Captain Commando wearing a pilot suit in front of a pilot jet, holding a helmet under his right arm, with an alien chimp sitting on his right shoulder and the Capcom logo airbrushed above. The text above the artwork featured a message from the captain advising the reader to look to him for up-to-date reports and exciting action on games from Capcom and what appeared to be a signature from Captain Commando himself. So they're telling me on some of these other classic games, like Strider, I thought was a banger game. Mega Man 2 is one of the all-time favorites. I don't know that I played Willows, and DuckTales was good. So I'm like, I've got to look and see what the hell they're talking about. So I went straight to eBay, and I just typed in. The first thing I did is I put Mega Man 2 CIB.
Okay.
I just wanted to see what they were going to give me. And so this is actually what it looks like. So
oh, shit.
It was actually on the back of the boxes, hidden in plain sight, that nobody, I can guarantee,
nobody
you probably did yeah. not, you forgot all about that. And like so I say, it's a letter with a damn autograph from Captain Commando.
So man. Captain Commando was going to be like their spokesman, their spokesboy.
That's the way I take it.
Or their front-facing person for Capcom.
Now, mind you, you know...
Mega Man done such a better job.
So even though there was no Captain Commando that I know of on the NES, he was already being advertised. They were already grooming
him.
And I'm guessing it didn't work out too well for him because, you know... The only other game that I know he's in is a Marvel vs. Capcom or a couple different iterations of that game. So I thought that was probably the coolest of the three fun facts. I don't know. I feel like I've missed out on this. Like, I owned Mega Man 2. That was maybe the first Nintendo game. My aunt and uncle bought me and my brother both... NES games when we first got an NES.
Now,
it wasn't the year it came out, and I remember the first game that they, like, I think that I had purchased for me, and it was Mega Man 2.
It's a banger of a game. It's hard as fuck.
I've not ever went back and looked for Mega Man 2 at my folks' house. I would love to say that I have that box somewhere. I'm sure it probably got thrown out in, like, 1989. It probably got chucked. But I've had this fucking box, and I know that box had to have Captain Commando on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't give a shit about that box. You know, I was just wanted the game. All right, Josh, we got speed runs, and we got price charting.
Hit me with a speed run.
All right. So, I've got easy, normal, hard, turbo, and non-turbo. I'm looking at the turbo. Like, I'm not prepared for this. I've just got it pulled up. Nobody's in the turbo. I don't know if that's like an action replay or an option or an arcade thing.
No, it was on my SNES emulator. Okay. It's a choice. I didn't click on it.
Maybe I needed to fucking play turbo then. So I got one player and two player on no turbo, easy, medium, or easy, normal, and hard. So, Jesus, there are a lot going on here. As one player on easy, Josh, what do you think we'd be looking at as far as a speed run?
On easy.
Just so you know, there is 6 speed runs. 2 of them are American, 1 Brazilian, and there are 3 Chileans.
Okay.
The Chileans are 1, 2, and 3. Apparently very popular in Chile.
I'm going to say 32 minutes.
The number 6 person.
Just because there's like 9 levels, I think.
The number 6 person from California is Dugong Gu. He's American. Or hell's from California. Did it in 28 minutes and 12 seconds. So that is the slowest
Dear
time.
Dear Jesus.
The number 3rd, I'm just going to start at the Chileans.
Yeah.
You got Manicore 5. Did it in 20 minutes and 23 seconds.
Okay.
EDO _ 87 did it in 19 minutes and 54 seconds.
Okay.
This motherfucker right here just came in 1 solid minute below second place. He did 18 minutes and 54 seconds. His name is Collmilito. Collmilito.
Yeah.
Did 18 minutes and 54 fucking seconds. That's on easy. On medium, medium's obviously slower.
Yeah.
Well. EDO owns it.
EDO again.
There's no American on the board here. It is Chileans and Brazilians. Apparently, they fuck with Captain Commando.
Yep. Sounds to me like South America absolutely loves it.
EDO 87. I'm just going to put him up there on a pedestal, not talk about the others. He beat it on medium in 22 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay.
On hard. All right, I got to see if this cat, a Brazilian, owns the one on hard. Let me see if he's on the other ones. Okay.
Is he not?
No, he just says, I only fuck on hard is what
okay,
he says.
Okay.
Six people. The slowest time out of Florida is an American. On hard did it in 28 minutes and 5 seconds.
Do we count Floridians as American?
Yeah. Depends. It depends. from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is this guy named, and I say that because there's a picture of him, so he is definitely a dude. I don't know what he identifies as, but he looks like a red-blooded dick swinger, you know. Z-I-B-R-A-W-S, Zebras.
Zebras.
Zebras said, I ain't fucking with no damn easy and normal. He came 7 days ago.
Oh, shit. Recent. Okay.
Okay. Well, I can't dirty
we
dick.
Got, we got
I,
some spice going on.
I can't dirty dick. Ito87 was had the record. They put this in 2 months ago and had it at 23 minutes and 28 seconds. Zebras, 7 days ago, swings his fucking vagina dick up in here at 22 minutes and 41 seconds.
Imagine if we would have taken 2 weeks off, George.
I know.
We wouldn't have saw that.
Yep.
Oh, that's the most recent.
I know, we sure as hell wouldn't have fucking touched
that. No, we wouldn't have.
all right, I'm going to flip over to the second player. We'll go through this pretty briefly. There are entries on easy, medium, and hard. No surprise. The seventh place, this is like cross-country skiing. There is a team up of two Americans that are in last place, one from Maryland and one from Hawaii. And
okay. The reasoning why is probably due to internet connectivity.
I don't know. They did it the slowest on easy at 26 minutes, 45 seconds. Brazil fucking loves this game. There are four different entries of Brazilians. No two of them are the same. And Rio de Janeiro. Zebras brought in a guy named Pyttervieira. Peter Vieira? I don't know. Zebras and partner did it in 19 minutes and 2 seconds 2 days ago.
Oh, boy. We getting some.
Zebras is out here fucking, dude.
Yeah.
Now, keep that in mind, Brazilians set the record 2 months ago with second place. Third place 2 months ago. Third place was 4 years ago. So, apparently, people in Brazil love this fucking game all of a sudden.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, we're going to go to normal. Zebras is not on here. Oh, no, they are. Zebras and that Peter Vieira are second place, but we'll focus on the leaders.
Okay.
Name is C-R-O-I-M, Croim.
And
U-R-I-S-A-L-G-A-D-I-N. I'm going to call it Yuri Salgadon. I like that.
Yuri Salgadon.
They edged out Zebras and Peter Vieira by 1 second. I say that. Croim and him hold the record at 20 minutes and 21 seconds. Okay. Zebras and partner came in 1 second slower 3 days ago.
Oh, dude, I'm liking this.
So Zebras, I bet in another week.
They're going, yeah. Okay. I'm liking this. I think we need to have a run and check on this Captain Commando game. Like once a month to see what's going on.
Now, Zebras and partner got the hard one. Now, Zebras owned it on hard. Maybe Zebras needs to go back and get the easy and medium.
Yeah, just go ahead and rack them all up. What are you doing, Zebras?
They, 1 month ago, set that the first place on hard in a double, a two-player, was 1 month ago. It was Zebras and partner. 2 months ago, it was Croeem and Yuri's Sovgotin. And then the next one was 3 years ago. So, like I say, there is some kind of resurgence of this in fucking Brazil. I know this probably doesn't translate to the podcast, but it's blowing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
1 month ago, they did it 21 seconds quicker than second place. They did it in 21 minutes and 29 seconds. I feel like I'm probably going to have to go back and watch one of these fucking...
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
So, congratulations, Chile and Brazil. Yeah. These are the Captain Commando fucking goats.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to tip my hat to Zabraz on that one. Well, you know what time it is, Josh?
It's price charting time! Right. Here comes the fucked up math part of mine.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup. Captain Commando. Price charting has it at one sale per week. What do you think a loose copy?
A loose copy.
I guess before we get into this, another fun fact that I seen. I'm sure it was planned this way, but it's Captain Commando. So if you take the first letter,
it's Capcom.
I think that goes without saying.
Yep, I got it. I already put that together. Once poster child, you know, this was supposed to be their baby, and then Mega Man done such a better job.
All right. Loose copy, what you got?
Loose copy. With the way the Chileans are about this.
And Brazilians.
And Brazilians.
The South Americans.
Yep, the South Americans.
Captain South America.
Yep, I'm going to say that this game probably... Loose cart, you said one a week?
One a week.
I would say $34, one a week.
Hey, I'm going to have to give you a little hints here. I've got the screen snippet, but I will go ahead and tell you your
low. Way low or just low?
You're way low.
Way low, okay.
Now, I can tell you the lowest that I have it tracked on here was in August of 2008.
Okay.
If you go back in the Wayback Machine, it was $9.26.
Okay.
If you pick a year, 2020 or lower, I will give you the price. And you can go from there. So in 2008, it was $9.26.
Okay.
I'm about to fuck your mom. I'm about to fuck whatever formula you have up. Like I said, I just got to fuck your mom. My bad.
Okay, give me a second. Give me a pencil. I got a pencil.
You got a pencil?
I got a pencil.
Okay, so the lowest I've seen it, I might actually have lied to you. In September of 2007, I showed it at
$8. Sip of 07-08. Okay, and you said anything before...
Yeah, you just want to flip it up 10 years to 2017?
Yeah, that completely worked the last time we done that.
In 2017, the loose copy was $85.
Dear fucking... just going to throw the pencil out the door.
So, you know, you just keep in mind you had a spike for the COVID, and then it probably corrected itself a little bit.
Okay. So, it went up 87. Okay, it went to 80.
I'm glad you're the one guessing on this shit.
234.
You're high.
Okay.
Now, let me say that the highest I had it was at 225 in March of 2024. So you're not... I can break it in here to you because I feel like it dropped it just as much as it spiked up. It spiked down a little bit. A loose copy, Josh, at one sale per week, holding pretty steady. It doesn't show that it's trending up or down. Is $172.50.
Fucking Christ.
Okay. There's 6 sales per year for a complete copy.
For a complete copy.
Okay. What do you reckon you would consider a complete copy to be?
What was that price again for the loose?
You get your pencil, you threw. $172.50.
6.
If you would like, I can tell you how much the box-only price and a manual cost.
Yeah, okay.
A manual is $274.99. A box only is $459.99.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, for whatever reason, the loose, the box, and the manual does not equal what a complete one sells for.
Yeah.
With that being said, the box and the manual only sells 3 times per year according to price charting.
$658.
You're pretty low. I'd say way low.
$934.
It's probably as close as you're going to get. If you round it up, it's a complete copy is an even on the penny $1,000.
Fuck.
With that being said.
Okay.
What do you think a new one?
$1 million.
One sale per year.
One sale per year. Let's go with $3,000, because I normally triple it.
That's pretty fucking close. $3,200.
Fucking Christ!
So, $172.50. Let's just call it $85. That would be roughly half of that. If I had this cartridge or $85,
which I'm taking the money because I'm too dumb to know what the fuck I have.
Yes, just the same as Final Fight Guy, I feel like this is a good game, but it's that fucking price.
Yeah,
it's astronomical. Apparently, we need to go down to damn Brazil. They got this shit in just Chile. Everywhere.
Yeah.
South America has them like at the damn landfill, like the old ET Atari cartridges.
Yeah, or the old ET SNES.
And, was there? I think it was Atari.
No, there was an NES version of it that crashed the game.
Okay, okay. Same. This is, to me, like an expansion of damn Final Fight.
Yeah, it's Final Fight. Yeah.
So, I guess we're going to move on here to rank it, Josh. You know, it's obviously going to be on the Mount Rushmore. So the game we played last week was
Artie Lightfoot.
The Adventures of Artie Lightfoot. Strange game. I definitely know where I'm at on this.
Oh, 100% I know where I'm at on this.
Let me go ahead and type in Captain Commando online.
on your number one spot? Because that's where mine's going.
It is definitely number one. Well, what was Artie? I can't remember what the price of it. It was fucking ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, man. Too, but I don't think it was as bad as that.
Artie Lightfoot was $187. It was actually more. A complete price was $337, and a new one was $1,078. So as far as a loose cart, Artie Lightfoot was more expensive. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to get everything you wanted out of it, then it was probably cheaper. So if you've got $178, let's say you got $200 and you're trying to determine Captain Commando or Artie Lightfoot. If anybody tells you Artie Lightfoot, you better kick him in the nuts.
Yeah,
because Captain Commando is a better game. With that being said, Josh, if you had to pick a game and purchase it, I'm like, hey, you got to buy an expensive game, and it's like $400 Final Fight Guy or $180 Captain Commando, which would you
buy? I'm taking the Captain Commando, personally.
Just because you don't want to spend any more money than what you have to?
No, I honestly like Captain Commando. I thought it was a better game in general.
Okay, okay, fair enough. I mean, I like Captain Commando, too. It's definitely number one. It's going to be tough to beat that. So, I guess with all that being said, we'll wrap it up here. Come at you next week with episode
63.
So hopefully we can hope for a banger. If not, I feel like Artie Lightfoot. I wasn't a fan of Artie Lightfoot.
No, I wasn't either.
Captain Commando is really good, so I feel like whatever we're playing is probably going to fall in between that.
I enjoyed Captain Commando a lot.
If it falls above Captain Commando, I'm fucking thrilled. If it falls below Artie Lightfoot, I'll probably slip my wrist.
Yeah, I get that too.
But anyways, we're finishing up this week. We'll come back at you next week with another episode.
Yep. Hang on a second. We still got to do our predictions of what we decide to choose.
Oh, well, it has been a minute.
Completely forgot about that.
It has been a minute. And I felt like I forgot stuff before. I think the thing that's going to come in between a beat-em-up and an expensive beat-em-up and an expensive bad platformer will be a mediocre sports game.
Mediocre sports game. Okay.
Well, I'd say sports game. But I feel like it will fall in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the only banger of there's only several banger sports games that I know of, and Super Tecmo Bowl is 100% the number one at them, and NBA Live 95 and NBA Jam.
I feel like you got to put some damn Ken Griffey Jr.'s.
Wasn't a baseball fan. So,
I like my NHL Stanley Cup too.
Yeah, okay, I can get that.
Even though I've got a nerf for that. Well, I've got the cheese, I guess.
The cheese
for that game, yes.
Wayne Gretzky.
No, there is a giving sneak peek of a video game that we may not play for another 600 games. Is you have the pass, the shoot, and then you got like the lob, the puck. After you cross the fucking face-off circle,
yeah.
Once you get to a certain part, you can lob the puck and get it in the goal area.
It goes in it. Oh, yeah. That's bullshit.
So you can, I've learned this from the Super Nintendo game back in like 1996.
So you mean whenever we get this game, yes. We're going to just spam that puck until we find the point?
You can literally win by like 100 points. It's unstoppable. And you know what? I use it every time.
All right.
But anyways.
So I'm thinking, you know, what about I want a classic.
Okay.
I'm going classic. So I'm thinking we're going to get an Amiga game.
Okay. Back to the roots.
Back to the roots is what I'm wanting. I think that's where we're going to go.
It's been a while since we played an Amiga game. I don't know if I know how to handle an Amiga game.
Same here. I don't either.
Season 1 was a season of Amiga.
That was.
Was season 2 the season of FX ships? Or season 3? I can't remember. They
season,
all lay together.
Season 2 was the where we became the video game podcast about movies.
That is true. Okay, it must have been season
3. Season 3 was our FX ships.
We still got to find the movie Operation Thunderbolt. And
yes, we do.
So, all right. So, you heard it here. Josh says we're doing an Amiga game. I say we're going to do a sports game. The wheel ultimately tells us what we're
going to
play.
It is going to tell us what we play.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week.
See ya!